When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Back on the Fan, 888-808-1019 is the number to call on this Thursday as we're getting closer and closer to a Juan Soto decision. I'm getting a little nervous, I got to be honest with you. I still think ultimately he'll end up with the Mets. BT is feeling he's going to end up with the Yankees. We'll react one way or another and then decide what each team needs to do in accordance with what happens. But right now, to me, it's about Soto and where he's going to end up and what Steve Cohen needs to do to make sure that it happens with the Mets. Frank is in Kings Park. What's up, Frank?
Man, good morning. How are you?
Good. What's up?
I'm in the camp with, listen, no denying Soto's talent, but I read a decent article, and it made sense. For about $275 million, you could have Alonso, Teoscar Hernandez, and Jock Peterson. That would leave a lot of money for
Teoscar?
Stearns the cook.
Teoscar?
Yeah, yes, that's right.
Didn't he resign with the Dodgers?
Outfield.
Did you say Jock Peterson? Who the hell wants Jock Peterson? What, are you kidding me? We want Juan Soto. You're talking about Jock Peterson? Come on, man.
Okay, listen. He hit pretty good last year for the Diamondbacks, and Hernandez is a great corner outfielder.
Didn't Hernandez resign with the Dodgers?
I don't think so. He's still out there.
I thought he did last night. Either way, Frank.
Oh, okay,
That Teoscar signed already?
I thought I saw a quick blurb.
I did not see that. But, Frank, are you saying you don't think Juan Soto's worth it?
The Mets need the back of a bullpen and some more starting pitching. Now, Soto's the best player.
Why would you want anybody else? We can go over, and thank you for the call, we can go over, you know, what you need to do after the fact. But right now, it should be about Soto. What happened? Teoscar did sign.
It's not finalized. They're working on it. Yep, that's the report.
Pretty close
to being done. Yep.
I mean, he was mentioned with the Yankees as far as being a fallback potentially in the event they don't get Soto. I mean, you got to be
Jock
kidding me.
Peterson.
Who was the first name
Jock
that he said?
Peterson, who got slapped over fantasy football with
Tommy Pham. Yeah. Who else did that caller just say? He said another name.
Jock Peterson.
Hernandez.
And Teoscar Hernandez.
Was it one of the pitchers, maybe? Mm. Anyway, point is, come on now.
And he said Pete.
Bring back Pete. Yeah, but Pete should be coming back anyway.
If that's plan A, what the hell is plan B?
That's plan I'm not going to watch. If you, Teoscar Hernandez and Jock Peterson, mm-hmm. Come on now. I mean, come on. Nice. Tom is calling from Kenilworth. What's up, Tom?
Hey, how you doing? Crazy idea that I think the only way the Dodgers might end up to adding Soto would be to match the contracts from the Mets or the Yankees and then throw on like a $50 million deferment after the contract, being paying them like $2 million a year for 25 years.
Yeah, I mean, listen, they've done that and they've been pretty creative. I think that it doesn't seem like it with Boris, but I still think that there's a lot of respect. I think that would be viewed as, I don't want to say untoward, but if these reports are true, and I think Feinstein is the one who had this, that the Yanks are going to get the last look, even Boris, as slippery as he is, I don't think he'd pull something like that.
No.
I really don't.
No, and that's why I'm saying Cohen needs to draw the line in the sand now. Let the Yankees have their last licks. Fine, they could have their last chance to match, whatever it may be. Are they going to have the guts to match the 715, whatever it may be? Cohen needs to establish. By the way, I'm throwing that number out there. Whatever he feels comfortable with, and then after the fact, we could either rip him or praise him. Like, let's say Cohen says, all right, my best and final is 625. Well, that's not going to get it done.
No. Okay, not if the Yanks are at 6 or 6.
So then in that scenario, I would rip Cohen for not doing nearly enough. I mean, let's say it's 680 versus 600. Okay. Then maybe 680 is good enough, and you can walk away feeling comfortable about that. Whatever they feel comfortable about they need to establish that now and avoid the game playing, even if the Yankees do have the last chance to match.
Listen, this has been a game, and I think you and I have been fairly smart about how we've played it. Like, we haven't really overreacted to a report because there's so much misreporting out there and smoke screens and what's coming from the agent and what's coming from the player and what's coming from the team. So I think when you look back and trace over our approach, I think it's been pretty good. I think early on we viewed Toronto, me a little bit more than you, as a team he didn't want to go to, but that could mess things up a little bit for the Yankees and the Mets. The Red Sox I viewed as a little more viable than you. The Yanks and the Mets were always in the conversation, clearly kind of leading the way. We never really gave a lot of consideration to the Dodgers. So I think we've been fairly prudent in how we've attacked this. The one thing, if all this today is right, I think what's got to change is the Mets need to get momentum back. If this is right, it seems like the Yankees have all the momentum, or at least the majority of it, and the way you kind of change the winds and the direction of the winds is to give Soto's camp something to where they'll just, their mouths will drop.
Yeah, I don't know if I would agree that says, that would say the momentum has shifted, but I just think it's confirmed that Soto deep down wants to be a Yankee. We've been down this road before. Carlos Beltran, before he signed with the Mets, went to the Yankees and said, can you match, or whatever it was back then. They didn't. He was a Met. That's it. That's how these things work sometimes. So I wouldn't be offended that Soto wants to be a Yankee. We all knew all along that it couldn't, if everything was equal, he was going to be a Yankee. The question becomes, will the Yankees come up to where the Mets are at, and how much will Soto leave on the table to go back with the Yankees? Like, that's always still going to be the question. So I don't know if the Mets need to take momentum back, but if I'm the Mets, I'm saying, okay, you want to go back to the Yankees and match? Here's my final offer. You've got 4 hours, whatever it may be, whatever your time frame is, to do it. Go talk to them, see if they get here, but by 5 o'clock today, this offer's off the table, and then you're on your own. We're going to get others.
At least the reported momentum. I mean, John Heyman said last night that he thinks that he feels pretty good about, you know, Soto going to the Yankees. Not that it's ironclad, obviously. Yeah, I saw some little video
Heyman's
snippet.
Been over. I thought he said first Mets, and then
yeah, that's why I think he kind of changed a little bit. Okay. And again, listen, this is kind of like if you follow the, and everybody did, like the election. All right, who's up? Who's, you know, how close is it? Yeah. What's the margin for error? And then maybe you're surprised that Trump won or what? Yeah, who knows? You never really know about this stuff. But here's one thing that I would worry about if I'm you.
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
And this isn't a jab, this is total seriousness. Like, go back to Cohen's reluctance to pursue Judge. Now, we mentioned that the other day. Do you think that he'll be a little reluctant to take an irresponsible offer and chuck it in the direction or drop it at the Yankees' doorstep? And I mean 720, 730, like something that's crazyville.
I don't.
Out of deference to Hal.
I don't think so at this point.
I think he might
and,
still.
And if that's the case, then he's a weakling. Then honestly, you can't have that. Hoff, you wanted to add something?
Yeah,
here?
I just have a question, because last year Scott Boras had such a bad offseason. If you gave him that ultimatum, do you think that Boras would walk away from that because he can't screw up this contract like he did last year with Montgomery, with Snell, with all these other contracts?
Walk away from a Yankee perspective? Just make sure I'm clear here. What do you mean?
From a Mets perspective, if Steve Cohen comes and says, I'm going to give you
7-15, oh, I see what you're saying.
This is it, we're gone in an hour.
Yeah.
And then somehow that screws up a record-breaking contract for Juan Soto.
Yep.
Can Scott Boras afford that?
Meaning that if they turn that down.
If they turn it down, they don't get the money.
Put the pressure back on him. That's exactly what I want to do.
Yeah, it's an interesting question. I would say now, I mean, maybe an hour's not realistic, although I certainly get your point. Like, hey, you're not mulling this all weekend to go back and forth with the Yankees or whomever else. But let's just say it was an hour. I mean, you can always say, hey, Cash, I just got this offer, which you have to do because you have to represent your client the best way. And at that point, I think they duck out and I think they say peace
Bingo.
Out.
Bingo. Well, that's it. To Hoff's point, you're putting the pressure back on them. Now, some people say, oh, no, don't do that. Why? Ruffle the feathers? What's he going to do? Walk away? He might be doing that anyway. Enough's enough. They played this out. The Mets showed that they want legitimate, they have legitimate interest in this player.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like they don't want him. And if you give a legitimate offer, then there's nothing to be scared of. Like, whatever your best offer is, 702, 701, if they match, tip your cap to him. If he doesn't want this, tip your cap to him. But I would put it on him and say, I need a decision by the end of the day.
No, I get that. Hoff, though, just to follow one thing up. Now, the way you position that, because he dropped the ball a year ago, more of a spotlight, he's got to make good this year, kind of recover the reputation.
Yeah.
I think it's an interesting point. But you have to understand what an agent's job always is, no matter what. It's always to get the best offer. So even if he crushed it last year and Blake Snell got 9 years and all the other guys who are kind of floating out there doing these 1 years and opt-outs and two in the opt-out, once you get that massive offer, it is your responsibility to bring it to you. You have to.
I 100% agree, but realize Blake Snell's already signed a contract. All these other guys, there's like five or six Scott Boras guys who have already signed. He's not messing around, is the point.
No, he's not losing out.
I don't think he is.
By the way, did you notice? So you kind of bullied me into wearing the jacket today.
Yeah.
And I guess we kind of bullied, or I kind of bullied Hoff into getting his haircut. Look at this haircut today. He looks good, finally. I like it. You shaved the sides and the back. It looks good on top. Look at you.
I hate to break the news to you.
What?
You did not bully me into shaving.
Well, I mean, we talked about it on the air. We were making fun of you. You come in today with a new haircut.
I understand, but there were other reasons for me getting a haircut.
What? Family pictures.
What,
something
Christmas
like
photo? I mean, what do you mean, other reasons? We've been talking about, what took you so long? We've been waiting to bust your chops about it. Now you do it. There's other reasons for
I have to go to a wake tonight.
Oh, that just... I'm sorry to hear that, Hoff. There's just really nothing to say after that. But yeah, I guess we got to stop joking around now.
Bottom line is his hair is too long. That's the bottom
line.
Sorry,
Hoff. I mean, way to kill the bit. I mean, jeez.
I mean, it's just what it is. I'm sorry.
You got your hair cut because... You going to a funeral?
Yes. I'm going today to services, and I need to look appropriate.
Not because Sal and BT said so.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry for your loss. But your hair does look much better. BT and Sal on the Fan, 888-808-1019 is the number to call. I'll unveil our little surprise here when we come back.
Okay.
You're gonna love it. Hoff is gonna like it.
I don't know if Hoff's gonna like anything.
And I think the listeners will enjoy it.
All right.
Coming up next
week.
Okay, we'll do that when we come back. BT and Sal on the Fan.